Poslušate SBS Slovenije. Drage poslušalke, spoštovani poslušalci, lepo vas pozdravljam v slovenski oddaji na radiju SBS. Sedaj pa z velikim veseljem na drugi strani telefonske linije pozdravljam vsem dobro znano Slovenko, mlado Slovenko iz Melbourna, Frances Urbas Johnson. Lep pozdrav, Frances.
Oh, hvala lepa, Katarina. Ampak ne vem, če sem prav mlada.
Si?
Mlajša, moji otroci mi rečejo, da sem stara.
Ja, se mi zdi, da za kateregakoli otroka nekje, ko si čez 20-30, smo že vsi za njih stari.
Smo stari, ja. Imaš prav.
No, Frances, ti si predsednica Sveta slovenskih organizacij Viktorije, za tiste, ki morda ne vedo, ampak mislim, da v večini vsi poslušalci vedo, kdo si. Pred nedavnim si postala tajnica slovenskega društva Melbourne in prav tako si še vedno članica Sveta vlade Republike Slovenije za Slovence v zamejstvu in po svetu. Kaj je novega na tem področju?
Oh, well, there's quite a few things that you've mentioned there, and there's so many things that are happening within the Slovenian community here in Victoria. We've just, as you mentioned, with the Council of Slovenian Organisations of Victoria, we just held our AGM a couple of weeks ago. So yes, I was very proud and honoured to be re-elected as president of this wonderful organisation, along with my executive committee, Vice President Mr. Peter Mundell, Treasurer Mr. Joe Tsuff, and wonderful Secretary Ms. Julia Champel. Our main focus at the moment with the council is working towards our 2020 festival, which will be held at Ivan Sankar, a Slovenian club in Geelong. That will be in early April, the first weekend in April. So that's something that we've really looking, really doing a lot of work on at the moment, and something that we're very excited about. It's something that this year, or should I say for this festival next year, we are taking it a little bit further and inviting other ethnic communities within the Geelong region. So we're opening it up a little bit more. It's not just going to be about Slovenia. There'll be other ethnic communities, other ethnic local communities involved. So we're really excited about that too. I guess on the front of Slovenian Association Melbourne, yes, we just recently held our 65th anniversary, which our President Paul Belts had the opportunity to speak to your program about. We were also very excited about that event and happy to have held that, and really pleased, the committee is very pleased that it was a success. It was a new format that we tried for the first time. With some of these things, you have to just hold your breath and hope that things go well and organise and plan as much as you can, and then see how it goes. But yeah, we were very, very happy that that went well as well. So yeah, I must say I'm very excited about things at the moment within our Slovenian community. There are a few things going on, and much to be excited about in the future.
Ja, zelo zanimivo, še posebej tisto, kar si prej omenila, da boste tudi druge etnične skupine povabili na ta festival. To se mi zdi res zelo, zelo pametna poteza, kajti ne samo oni, tudi mi, Slovenci, se moramo nekako spoznati z drugimi etničnimi skupinami in jaz komaj čakam, da vse to vidim in slišim.
Oh, hvala, Katarina. Yes, it is something that we thought we really must take to the next level. I know that these things have been spoken about within our community for a long time. Carla Bolaire, the president of Ivan Sankar Geelong, is really proactive in pushing that forward. And we know that we can't just rely on our own community for our events. We have to take it further. We have to involve. Australia is very much a multicultural nation, and it prizes itself on that multicultural ethnicity and participation of all cultures. And I think that that's important in these particular events. It's also a great opportunity for us to showcase Slovenian culture and Slovenian heritage and promote ourselves a little bit more within our Australian, local society and local cultures that all come together. So yes, we are very excited, and thank you for your feedback.
Ja, seveda, zelo si aktivna v slovenski skupnosti. No, prejšnjo nedeljo ste imeli v Kjuju velik obisk, prišel je sam sveti Miklavž. Kako je pa to bilo?
Oh, Katarina, it's always such a beautiful time. It's something that I have enjoyed for many years, and of course, being involved, my children attended the Slomškova Šola at Kew for a number of years, and it's always such a beautiful day. The children enjoy it so much. Some are, of course, a little bit frightened, but always, you know, always just a lovely day. In fact, I do recall that the tradition of Sveti Miklavž here in Australia, and going up to the Slovenian club in Eltham for many years, and being so terribly frightened of the parkalje, of the devils, and they would chase with the chains, and it was so excruciating, frightening. I would always just jump on into my father's arms and hold him tight, because I was always so scared, as a very young child.
Yeah, tudi,
These days it seems to be a little bit more of a child-friendly event.
Ja, seveda, tudi jaz se spominjam verik, ampak pri nas v Sloveniji je bilo sicer malce drugače, ker je skoraj vedno padal sneg in je bilo še toliko težje bežati pred parkeljni zunaj, tako da tukaj vsaj tega ni, da ni snega. Pred nekaj tedni pa je prišel v Avstralijo tudi minister za Slovence v zamejstvu in po svetu, gospod Peter Česnik. Z njim si se tudi srečala, a je bilo to srečanje prvič ali si ga že prej spoznala?
Well, I did have the opportunity to meet with the minister in Ljubljana this year, which was the first opportunity for the Council for Slovenians Abroad to formally meet with him in his new tenure, which was a wonderful opportunity. And it was actually then in Ljubljana that he did mention to me that he would be visiting Australia in November. And it was, of course, one of the first countries that he wanted to visit. He has a strong connection with Australia. Whilst in Ljubljana, he actually, brought up many examples about, Slovenian communities in Australia and what his experiences were. So it was great to see him again in our homeland, I guess. And we were down at the Ivan Sankar Geelong, and we were able to show him around and have the opportunity for all the representatives of Slovenian organisations in Victoria to speak with him, to give their feedback, to talk about what life in the Slovenian community is like here, what are our wins, what are our challenges, and so just that he's got that first-hand experience. And I was really happy with the turnout of all the Slovenian Victorian representatives. I think we had all the organisations represented except one wasn't able to make it. So everyone made a fantastic effort to be there, to give their feedback and to be involved. So it just shows what sort of vibrant and energetic and really devoted and dedicated people we have. And I'm very proud of all of them.
Ja, seveda. Prav si povedala, z vsem se strinjam. Zdaj, ta obisk je mimo, Miklavž je mimo, kakšni so pa načrti za prihodnje? Zdaj vem, da povedala si prej, da načrtujete festival aprila, kaj se še dogaja v bližnji prihodnosti?
Yes, I know that many of the clubs are celebrating with their traditional events. So I think another big one coming up too is the Boxing Day dance down in Geelong, which will be great. And I think that they have Alpski Musikante playing, so a nice young Slovenian band playing at that event. We've got New Year's Eve events, of course. I think Planica have a big event on with Konerus coming from Slovenia. So I think that's almost sold out, actually. It could already be as we speak. So there's in between all those lovely traditional events that people can enjoy at the Slovenian clubs, of course, we've got Christmas coming up. So at the Slovenian church in Kew, Sveti Cyril and Metod, we all know how beautifully that is done every year with Pater Cyril, Božić, and Maria Andjic working by his side to make that an extra special event for everybody. So it's a beautiful time of year, and I'm really looking forward to it.
Ja, najlepša hvala, Frances, da si vzela čas in da sva malce poklepetali. Jaz ti želim v imenu vseh ustvarjalcev slovenske oddaje na Radiu SBS tebi in tvojim domačim vse lepo v prihajajočih prazničnih dneh in seveda, da se kmalu slišiva, če ne vidiva.
Thank you so much for your beautiful, kind words, Katarina. It was so lovely to speak to you, and I wish all your listeners all the best for Christmas and the New Year. Thank you for your time.
Všečkaj, deli, komentiraj. Spremljaj SBS Slovenijo na Facebooku.